Okay, I was going to speak about one thing, but I just saw this this tshuva by Rav Asher Weiss, which is interesting, and in Yana Dioma, so I'll mention it. He was asked by a rabbi in Russia. The television crew came over to the rabbi and said that they wanted to bring a TV crew into the shul on Rosh Hashanah to film Rosh Hashanah davening. And they wanted to know whether that was a problem. And they said specifically, because there is a problem of anti-Semitism in Russia, so the fact that this was initiated by the television crew, by the news station, they were doing like a goodwill piece on different religions, on Judaism in Russia, so they thought it might actually be good for the community if the non-Jews would see Rosh Hashanah davening in a positive light. So he wanted to know whether it was mutter. So Rav Asher starts off, at first he thinks that on a fundamental halachic level, he thinks it's actually mutter. And his argument is as follows. He says, normally, we know, at least dirabbanan, we paskin, you can't tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos or Yantav. That's what we call amir l'nachri, right? Amir l'akum. Telling a non-Jew to do malacha for you. Why that's usher? A question for another time. But that's true if you're asking him to do it. There's a second Isser on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tov in general, and on Shabbos in general, which is even if you don't tell the non-Jew to do it, there's an Isser Mimalecha's Goy. He doesn't spell this out, but I'll go through the background. There's a prohibition to benefit from that which a non-Jew does for you on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The exception to these rules are if the non-Jew does it for himself, for his own purposes, you didn't ask him to do it, it doesn't benefit you. Primarily, at least, he's doing it for himself. Now, in this case, there's no problem with Amir L'Nachra. You didn't ask him to do it. He asked you, can we come in with a TV, with a camera? And that was all he asked. If you say yes, so he's doing it his own accord. You're just giving permission. And in terms of the Isser of benefiting from what a guy does in Shabbos or Yontif, says they're doing it primarily for themselves, right? They're doing this because they wanted to create a whatever it is, I don't know, a documentary, a feel-good piece, whatever, on Jews in Russia. So it's for themselves. So he said, I think on a fundamental level, it's not usser. That's how we start. And he says, and I understand the benefit, because if there really is an anti-Semitism problem, so one of the ways of solving racism of any sort is exposure, is to show that these are real people, and maybe they'll identify with you. So he said, I understand. I don't think it's technically usser. But then he says, I think, despite that, it's a bad idea. And we can all imagine why it's a bad idea. And he brings at least two reasons. The first one, he says, is that shul is a mikdash ma'at. A shul is a mini base on mikdash. And you're supposed to have awe and reverence. And you're supposed to have intent. He said, what bigger distraction is there going to be in the middle of Rosh Hashanah davening? There's a camera crew right there, dead center, in the middle of shul, filming davening. No one's going to concentrate. Everyone's going to be eyes on the camera. And that's going to be a problem. And then, in a clever pun, right, he said, this is Heichal Hashem, right? The shul is the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo namid salam beHeichal Hashem, right? We know the problem is normally, right, you can't put a tselem in the Heichal, right, an idol. Is what the Greeks did. Said lo namid salam, which is a photographer, right, in the Heichal Hashem. So that's problem one. He thinks on a practical level, it's not the reverence of the shul, and it's going to create a hesach hadat. That's problem one. The second issue is, he says, especially in Russia, where the majority of people showing up to shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't show up the rest of the year. It's not like they're shomer Torah mitzvahs. You can explain that. Well, we don't watch TV on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and we don't film things, but, and we wouldn't ask a non-Jew to do it, and then non-Jews ask themselves, and it's fine, because there's no Amir L'Nachri, there's no Hanam Melechas Goy doing for themselves, all those different calculations that may be true, it's just going to breed cynicism, because you're not going to be able to explain it. They're going to know that Orthodox Jews think that TV is usher, but then they found some loophole when the camera crew wanted to come and show them on TV, and it was to their benefit. And it's just going to breed cynicism. So he says, even if it's technically mutter, I think it's a terrible idea. And then he ends off, right, sof davar shevel tasadif, right, the best thing is just be passive. Like, okay, if God wants to find some way of bringing goodwill amongst the non-Jews, he'll find a way. This is not the way to do it. So this was his the question and the answer, which I thought was interesting. I will note that it is true, though, that a little bit of exposure sometimes is a good thing, if not on Shabbos and Yantiv. A few years ago in Yeshivat Har Tzion, in Gush, my alma mater, so there's a phenomenon in I think it was Korea, right, where they've started studying Talmud. Because it's Korea, right? Because they're enamored by the Jewish intellect, and they're convinced that the secret to the Jewish intellect and genius is Talmud. So they've started a campaign to study Talmud, and they looked around the world, and so they went to two places. They went to Gush, and I think they went to Hebron, was it? Panovich. So they came and they filmed and they learned with people, and now there's this nice footage you can see of they brought like one of those swinging cameras that goes around and you get the aerial view of the two. But they measure. So it is true that exposure can be good. But as Rav Asher said, maybe during the week on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's probably not the best thing to do.